What if your 8-year-old could manage money better than most financial professionals? That sounds absurd until you realize that a child's fresh perspective cuts through decades of industry mythology. When Kevin, a second grader, learned that investment helpers take 2% of returns each year, his response was immediate. That's like the claw game at the arcade. It's rigged so you can't win. This simple observation reveals what millions of adults miss. The financial industry profits magnificently from complexity, while simplicity consistently wins. The math is embarrassingly straightforward. 10% minus 2% in fees equals 8%, while 10% minus 0.2% in index fund costs equals 9.8%. Over 40 years, that difference nearly doubles your wealth. Yet we resist this arithmetic, preferring to believe our chosen expert is exceptional, that we've somehow discovered the rare manager who beats the odds. Two investors start with identical portfolios. One pays 2% annual fees, the other 0.2% through index funds. Same market returns. Who wins? It's simple subtraction. Any second grader can perform. Nobel laureate William Sharpe proved it. With professionals controlling 80-90% of market assets, they're trading with each other in a zero-sum game. After costs, the average actively managed dollar must underperform the average passively managed dollar. Yet most investors don't realize they're paying 2% or more, acknowledging a 1% advisory fee while missing expense ratios, trading costs, and hidden charges, pushing total costs past 3%. We're feeling creatures who happen to think, not thinking creatures who happen to feel. Nowhere more evident than with money. Kevin's father taught him, remember Pan Am? Remember Kmart? Even giants fall. The solution isn't picking winners, it's owning all of them. When you own thousands of companies worldwide, individual bankruptcies become irrelevant noise. Index funds capture this wisdom by refusing to bet on specific companies and instead capturing entire economies' growth. The second grader portfolio emerged from this thinking: 60% total U.S. stock market, 30% total international stock market, 10% total bond market. Three funds, maximum diversification, minimum cost. This approach has outperformed the S&P 500 through bubbles, crashes, and crises. When Money Magazine asked 24 elite money managers for their best stock picks, those carefully selected stocks lost 2.4%, while the total market gained 11.5%, a nearly 14% gap. Even experts couldn't beat owning everything. The international component matters because the U.S. is just one economy among many. Bonds cushion volatility without sacrificing long-term growth, the sand in Kevin's Spider-Man bop bag that helps it bounce back. After building his portfolio, Kevin asked, "Now, what do I do?" The answer, nothing, confused him. Why pay professionals if the best strategy is inaction? This reveals Kevin's greatest advantage. He doesn't receive financial solicitations because marketing to children is illegal, and he doesn't watch CNBC's Carnival of Prediction and Panic. Adults lack these protections. We're bombarded with pitches for sophisticated strategies and market-beating opportunities. Wall Street excels at impressive-sounding jargon that seduces without delivering. The industry deliberately obscures costs. Unlike food labels, investment disclosures bury fees in dense prospectuses. Most investors believe they're paying far less than reality, acknowledging a 1% advisory fee while remaining ignorant of expense ratios, trading costs, and loads that push total expenses past 3%. Wall Street also manipulates benchmarks, comparing diversified portfolios to the narrow S&P 500 while stripping out dividends. Kevin avoids these traps through innocence. He learned to stop playing the claw game after watching his quarters disappear. Adults keep playing Wall Street's game because we don't receive immediate feedback about the $350 billion annually extracted by the financial industry. Traditional economics assumed rational wealth maximization. Daniel Kahneman's Nobel Prize-winning research proved otherwise. We operate with two systems: the quick, intuitive, reflexive brain, and the slow, logical, reflective brain. Money triggers survival emotions, so our reflexive brain dominates, creating predictable irrationality. Rational consumers buy more when prices fall, but investors do the opposite. They poured money into stocks after prices doubled, 1996-2000, then sold during the 2002 half-off sale. We forecast the past with uncanny accuracy. Yet, if 95% truly believed NASDAQ was overvalued at 5,000 in March 2000, the market never would have reached those heights. We consistently overestimate our abilities. 80% of Swedish drivers believe they're in the top 30%. Men trade more frequently than women and earn nearly 1% less annually due to overconfidence. We hate randomness, inventing patterns where none exist. We anchor to irrelevant prices, preferring to sell winners and hold losers rather than harvesting tax losses. We practice mental accounting, remembering brilliant investments while forgetting disasters. Kevin's wisdom cuts through this. Don't act silly when something is important. Kevin learned probability through a spinner game. Winning once, 1 in 3 chance. Winning twice in a row, 1 in 9. 3 consecutive wins, just 1 in 27. Applied to fund selection, this math becomes devastating. Over 10 years, all 3 funds in Kevin's portfolio performed in the top third, a feat with less than 4% probability. Monte Carlo simulations reveal the probability of beating the index declines over time, from 43% in 1 year to just 13% over 25 years. With 10 active funds, the probability drops to 25% in 1 year, 9% over 5 years, and a mere 1% over 25 years. The odds worsen with taxes and emotions. Active funds' constant trading costs roughly 1% annually in higher taxes. The average investor underperforms even their own funds by 1.5% due to poorly timed buying and selling. Typical investors with 10 active funds have virtually zero chance of beating the second grader portfolio over 25 years. We make these nearly certain to lose bets for 2 reasons. We don't know the true odds because Wall Street's marketing creates the illusion that everyone beats the market. And we don't want to know because we prefer exciting possibilities over boring certainty. Now in 5th grade, Kevin reflects with characteristic simplicity. Doing nothing is the key to investing. While adults obsessively check portfolios and chase performance, Kevin maintains his 3-fund portfolio and ignores the noise. This wisdom extends beyond investing. Research shows doubling your money doesn't double your happiness. Once basic needs are met, additional dollars bring diminishing returns. Money serves 3 purposes: reducing financial worry, providing freedom to pursue passions, and buying time with loved ones. Your nest egg should give you freedom to do exciting things, not provide the excitement itself. The second grader approach delivers an additional 3.6% annual return through lower costs, tax efficiency, emotional control, and proper asset allocation, reaching financial independence roughly 14 years earlier or increasing retirement withdrawals by 50%. Yet simple investing remains rare because adults overcomplicate important matters and Wall Street profits from complexity, extracting $350 billion annually. In a world that sells sophistication, perhaps the most radical act is embracing what a child intuitively understands. Own everything, pay nothing, do nothing. The claw game is rigged. Stop playing it.